Welcome to Tech Pulse. Today's big news centers around OpenAI, which is set to skyrocket its valuation to an eye-popping $500 billion through a $6 billion share sale. This shakeup involves major players like Thrive Capital and SoftBank. Let's dive into why this matters.
Absolutely. OpenAI's potential share sale at a $500 billion valuation is not just a staggering number, it's a statement about the future of AI. Investors like Thrive Capital and SoftBank are positioning themselves for what they see as an inevitable AI-driven future. For context, this valuation dwarfs many established tech companies, highlighting the immense faith investors have in OpenAI's capabilities and prospects. This could set a new benchmark for AI company valuations, encouraging more capital influx into the sector. The strategic implications? Well, OpenAI could leverage this capital to further innovate and expand its AI offerings, potentially outpacing competitors in the race for AI dominance.
That's fascinating. So what does this mean for competitors and the AI market landscape? Let's move to another compelling story from Versal.
Versal recently received unsolicited investment offers valuing the company at $9 billion, almost tripling its previous valuation of $3 billion just 15 months ago. This surge underscores a robust confidence in Versal's potential to revolutionize web development. The significant uptick in valuation is a testament to the growing importance of development platforms in a digital-first economy. Investors are banking on Versal's ability to streamline and enhance web application performance, which is crucial as businesses continue to pivot online.
Versal's rise is impressive. Now let's switch gears to Google's latest acquisition move. What can you tell us about it?
Google's acquisition of Windsurf for $2.4 billion is a strategic play to bolster its AI workforce and technology. The urgency of the acquisition is clear, as Google quickly onboarded most of Windsurf's staff, reflecting the critical need for advanced AI talent and resources. However, some immigration issues have left a few hires in limbo, highlighting ongoing challenges in the international tech talent landscape. This acquisition not only enhances Google's competitive edge in AI, but also raises questions about talent mobility and the role of immigration policy in tech advancement.
It seems like a pivotal moment for tech talent acquisition. Let's pivot to the crypto world with Gemini's latest IPO move.
The Winklevoss twins' crypto exchange, Gemini, officially filed for an IPO. This move is a significant milestone as it aims to expand its operations and strengthen its foothold in the crypto market. The IPO filing signals Gemini's readiness to navigate and possibly lead in the highly competitive and volatile cryptocurrency landscape. It also reflects growing mainstream acceptance and institutional interest in crypto assets.
Crypto's evolving space is certainly exciting. Shifting back to AI, Sam Altman has been making headlines. What's the latest there?
Sam Altman recently discussed life after GPT-5, emphasizing the ethical dimensions as AI continues to evolve. He acknowledges the bubble nature of current AI hype, but stresses the kernel of truth driving this excitement. Altman's insights highlight the delicate balance between innovation and responsibility, urging stakeholders to consider the societal impacts of AI advancements.
Ethics in AI is always a critical conversation. Let's briefly touch on Anthropic's new policy updates.
Anthropic has implemented stricter guidelines for its AI, Claude, specifically banning its use in developing dangerous weapons. This policy change underscores the increasing awareness and proactive stance within the AI community to mitigate potential misuse of advanced technologies in harmful applications, reflecting a commitment to ethical AI deployment.
Responsible AI development is key. Now for some quick hits to wrap up today's episode.
OpenAI's GPT-5 is undergoing refinements to be more user-friendly, without increased sycophancy. Meanwhile, GPT-4o's temporary shutdown led to user outcry, highlighting its critical role in applications. And finally, Ars Technica's test suggests GPT-5 might not yet surpass GPT-4o in all areas, sparking ongoing debates about AI evolution.
Thanks for tuning in to Tech Pulse. We'll keep an eye on these evolving stories and more. Until next time, stay innovative.